Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Washington State first responders answer a call about a child overdosing. When EMTs arrive, the child's mom refuses to let them treat the tot, and cops have to force their way in. Thankfully, the child's grandma had already administered 2 doses of Narcan. The child rushed to the hospital, expected to survive. Mom Summer Ward found carrying a plastic bag full of meth.
Nancy, in addition to the 3-year-old that overdosed, Ward is also a mother to a 2-year-old. Both children were taken into protective custody after the incident. The meth was found in a small plastic bag concealed in Ward's clothes. It's unclear how her child was exposed to the drugs, but thanks to the grandmother's quick thinking, the child should recover.
Summer Ward, 27, charged with child endangerment, criminal mistreatment, drug possession, and obstructing an officer. After his mother's death, Larry Carter Jr. commissions a custom Dodge Charger in her favorite color, purple. He occasionally takes the car for joy rides like he used to with his mom. On the rides, he always carries a portion of his mom's ashes with him. One morning, Carter finds his garage open and the car stolen along with it, mom's ashes. He immediately reports the theft and calls Florida cops again the next day. Overnight, the thieves returned and put the ashes in the mailbox. Although there's no sign of the car yet, Larry Carter Jr. thankful to have his mom's ashes returned. Florida cops still searching for the suspects and that beautiful purple Dodge Charger. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Grand jurors in Georgia have indicted a man for murder, claiming he planned to rape a nursing student whose body was discovered next to a running path on the University of Georgia campus. We hear more now from Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
This is the first time that a motive has been made public for the murder of Laken Hope Riley in February, a case which has turned into a contentious topic in the country's immigration reform discussion. Some politicians have fueled worries about immigration by saying that some immigrants would conduct violent crimes if they are permitted access into the United States, using the murder case against Venezuelan national Jose Ibarra. A Georgia grand jury returned an indictment charging Ibarra, purporting that the defendant pulled up Riley's clothes for the purpose of raping her, hitting her in the head many times with a rock, and asphyxiating her. In addition, Ibarra is charged in the 10-count indictment with interfering with Riley's attempts to dial 911 and tampering with the evidence by hiding a jacket and gloves. The killing shocked university faculty and students alike. According to authorities, Riley did not know Ibarra, who killed her in what appeared to be a random act. On February 22nd, officers found the body of Riley, a 22-year-old student at Augusta University College of Nursing. Officers were able to focus in on a nearby apartment building as a result, and they were able to eventually arrest the 26-year-old Ibarra, who lived there. Riley became the face of immigration reform for many politicians within weeks of her death due to Ibarra's illegal immigrant status.
Ibarra entered the country illegally in 2022, according to immigration officials, but was allowed to remain. Harvey Weinstein will remain behind bars in New York as a judge decides whether to send him to California to fulfill his rape prison sentence there or to remain in a city jail until a new trial. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
In a brief court appearance, the fallen movie mogul rejected California's request for extradition, meaning he will stay in jail in New York for the time being. The 72-year-old Weinstein was brought back from a local hospital a few days ago to the Rikers Island Jail in the city. Wearing a dark suit, he arrived at the hearing in a wheelchair. Outside of court, defense lawyer Diana Fabi Sampson stated that their top priority is ensuring Weinstein receives the necessary medical attention. A judge set August 7th for his next appearance on the extradition matter, just a few weeks before New York prosecutors indicated they might be prepared to retry him. Weinstein's 16-year sentence for raping a woman at a 2013 Los Angeles Film Festival has been on hold while he served a 23-year rape sentence in New York. The Manhattan prosecutor stated they are attempting to retry him following the overturning of the Empire State conviction late last month, and one of the two accusers was eager to testify once more. The New York allegations, which accused the once-powerful former movie executive of sexually abusing a TV and film production assistant in 2006 and raping an aspiring actor in 2013, have been refuted by Weinstein. At the time, the 2020 verdict was hailed as a turning point in the Me Too movement, which began in 2017 with a wave of accusations against Harvey Weinstein.
The highest court in New York overturned the convictions, concluding that the trial judge had unfairly ruled against Weinstein and had even allowed other women to speak regarding charges against him.
Thanks, John. Despite splitting with their mom, Eric Fisher is still a very active and loving father to his two children. That's why his ex-wife is so concerned when he texts her not to bring the children for the visit. In the text, he makes disturbing statements about his frame of mind. Illinois cops head to his Macomb apartment for a welfare check, but he's not home. He's immediately reported missing. His last purchase was at a nearby Walmart. Police find surveillance video of Eric leaving the store. He bought a bike, an air pump, and deodorant. He comes out of the store, hops on the bike, and heads north from the parking lot. His phone last pings 5 miles from home. Eric Fisher missing over a year. If you have info on Eric Fisher, call Macomb, Illinois PD, 309-833-4505. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.